Blog Talk Radio.
Family, greetings and hotep. Welcome, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 live coming at you this evening. And welcome to our remix for the reordering of the marriage vows for the 21st century. I know that the billboard reads startup business, but just ignore that. We are going to be able to get in there and do some technician work and take down those signs. Right now, our technician aspect of the tools are not working, so just bear with us and we'll get that taken care of. I'd like to welcome you. We've been missing each other. I didn't talk to you last week, but I did do a show in honor of Blog Talk. Now, we have decided to focus in on the aspect of reordering the marriage vows for this particular show. And we're going to continue on that path until we're instructed to do otherwise. I like to say that we have been featuring our show live. We have been actually bringing you a live segment where you could actually see me out on the Internet. And we did one of those shows earlier today, and we were testing it out, and we have a few problems that we have not corrected yet, and we want to get those things corrected, and we want to be able to bring you a live broadcast so we can interact together and that you could be a part of the show and really get into it where you can actually do some things and get involved. Now, here's what the situation looks like. We've been working on that aspect. It might very well be a broadcast, but we might end up having a little distortion in the voice and the volume. So if you don't mind that, we could actually do this show live and you would not be able to hear as well. But I want you to know that we are working on that aspect, and if you give us a little time, we will get that straightened out eventually. So bear with us as we get ready to bring you into a show. We like to say Habari Gani. We like to also say Alafia and greetings to all of you who are coming out of Kwanzaa. For those of you who went through Kwanzaa and enjoyed Kwanzaa, I want to say continue with Kwanzaa and don't give up. Now, we are going to play a little bit of music right now, so hold tight.
Have that talent. Welcome to North Carolina.
Have that talent.
Have that talent. Got that rhythm. Have that talent. Got.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Come on, come on, come on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking you to Carolina. Now, We are featuring live right now, and you should be able to see me right about now. And for those of you who will be watching by way of your YouTube screen, you should be able to see me. Hopefully you'll get that. You can possibly be able to screen in on that. We have a little bit of a problem, just a little bit of a problem, but I'm going to wave to you guys out there. Can you see me? Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got Omi Inca 7 live coming at you. Today I was in rare form. I was doing a little bit of comedian work today, and I hope you don't think that it's strange, because we have to make light of the marriage vows, and we have to make light of relationships. And that's what I was doing today, ladies and gentlemen. And for those of you who have been following me on Facebook, we have been working very hard to represent Nina Simone. And in our effort to represent Nina Simone, we have been actually doing a number of different things. We have been doing the Restore Peace to Nina Simone. We also had a chance to bring you a little bit of the music. And some of you have even gotten your videotapes to us, and we've actually uploaded your videotapes, and we've had you on the show right along with the narrative. And if you go out on my Facebook, out on my Sherelle M. Garth Facebook page, you can actually click on the Nina Simone's link, and it will take you to a back page with two columns. Go to the second column. All the links will be there. Now, it is not out on my fan page with the Restore Peace to Nina Simone, nor is it out on my Omi Inca 7 tribe, but we are working on getting it on those pages. But you can also find it on my Lilly Institute for Exceptional Education.weebly.com under the section where it says YouTube. You can click on more and go to YouTube, and you can see the acts there. Now, it is very difficult doing TV, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know that it's very tedious and very time-consuming. So we did our best to bring as much as we could. I hope you got a chance to take a look at Insight and Sound. Insight and Sound is an organization we're representing. We are working very hard to make arrangements to get Insight and Sound here to head off our tour here in Gary, Indiana. Now, I guess you know that Nina Simone is just getting ready to kick off with the music, so we're looking for venues right now to take the tour to. And we're going to start here in our little humble town, the Steel City of Gary, Indiana. So for those of you who really are interested in being a part of what we're doing, stick with us. We're going to take you someplace. We're going to take you someplace that's going to be very interesting. We're going to try to create a venue for spoken word artists so that they can get a chance to do their poetry and go somewhere where they can entertain, have a meal, listen to good old-fashioned poetry and spoken word artists. That's right. We're going to enforce spoken word artists because that's what I am. Now, we're not creating a venue for the hip-hoppers right now. This is basically working with the Nina Simone tour. So I'd like to thank each and every one of you for supporting us when we did our atonement for restoring peace to Nina Simone, the atonement call for the Mooney women. There was a lot of prayers that went forward and a lot of venues and issues that had to be prayed for, and we took care of that. Now, we're on to the marriage vows, and what are we going to do about the marriage vow? You know, Nina Simone cared a lot about marriage. She even sang about marriage. And one of her songs that I will be doing is Be My Husband and I'll Be Your Wife. That is a song that we will be doing in the tour. Another song is To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. And then there's other songs like My Father. And there is songs like Leaving You with the Backlash Blues and Little Girl Blue. And The Color of My Lover is Black. There are many songs that I'm working on right now, and trying to get all these songs lined up is more than a notion. But I will say this much. We're excited about it, and I love Nina Simone's venue, her music, and we're going to try to jazz it up a little bit and bring some new scenes in there in that venue with Rasta. That's right. We're going to add a little Rasta drums and music. I am very much into Rasta, and I love the Rasta music, and I've just been introduced to the customs of Rasta through an associate of my fiancé. My fiancé is Rasta, and he has been teaching me so much about Rasta that I've fallen in love with Jacour. I've actually taken the theme song of Jacour for another show called I Can Be a Better Man. And if you actually follow me on that show, and that's on another show with Harambe, that song is so pertinent. I did not find out how royal Jacour was until I saw his wedding on YouTube. Go out and take a look at Jacour's wedding, J-A-H-C-U-R-E. And he is a cure, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, he is royal and regal. He did an Ethiopian Orthodox semantic wedding, which was regal and very royal. He was pronounced king, and his wife was pronounced queen, and they wore the royal headdress and the robe. It was beautiful. It makes you want to think, is this something that I want to do and follow the customs of? Because we were all Ethiopians. It was the first Christian church that was held underground over in Africa. So that's something to think about. But the wedding is beautiful. It's just regal. You definitely want to go out and check out his CD online and check out the wedding. I am promoting Jacour. I am so proud of this young man. He actually wrote this song from the prison wall. And the song goes something like this. Inside these prison walls, doing my paces, doing my time. Prison not a bed of roses, the liberty it makes me bath. Wish that joy could come and take us back in time. Well, I swear that I could be a better man. Yes, I swear. Oh, if you can understand, the pain you see is but a mere reflection. The pain you see is but a mere reflection. Jah Jah set us free. Come on and set us free. Jah Jah set us free. Okay, I'm not going to do the whole song today, because we're trying to get back into the room and to really bring everybody up to date about what's going on with these marriage workshops. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, there is a series of marriage workshops that we're doing that are comical. These are lighthearted, comical satires and vignettes. One of them you can find right there on my Facebook under the Thorpe Peace to Nina Simone, and that one is a clear version where you could actually hear the voice talking clearly, whereas the one on YouTube is distorted and the voice is very low. Some of you who have better equipment might be able to hear it better. But that was the first vignette that we did, my fiancé and I, where we're acting out of character and we are bringing up various different scenarios, the jealous wife, the husband who is suspicious, and then we talk about a number of different topics such as sex education, and we are inviting people to follow us on YouTube. That is just the beginning. We're lovers in love, and we show that and demonstrate it on the tube so you can see it. So it is not a farce. It is real. So you can see how we interact. We're not just telling you to be lovers and grow in grace and grow in love, but we're demonstrating that. And we've done that on that videotape. It's about, I say, 45 minutes long. It's very interesting. We cover a lot of information on that particular vignette. And my fiancé was under the gun because he never did anything like that, and he's rather bashful and shy. He came out of his shell to do that, and I really love him for it because of the fact that he wants to impress it upon men that they've got to be more sensitive to loving the whole woman. And I really can admire him for saying that, because that's exactly what we have to do, love the whole woman. And thank you so much, Mr. Vaden, for giving us that information. Now, I just did another one today, and it still has some problems with the sound, unfortunately. It was a rather funny one. I did this one alone today called Break Up to Make Up. It's still under the title of Restore Peace, still under the title of Reordering the Marriage Vow of the African American for the 21st Century. This is rather funny. On this particular vignette, you can find on my YouTube channel, and that was done today, Tuesday the 7th, and it was focusing in on unforgiveness. It was also focusing in on commitment and violating commitments, such as commitments to follow through. And we focus in on various different bullet topics so that we're not just talking off the top of our head, but we are taking you someplace so that you can develop better relationships. I think my session has gone out. Let me double check it here and see what's going on. Sometimes this does happen. Maybe it'll reconnect and we can get back on here. Okay, there we go. All right. Let me make sure that we're still started. Okay. Now, I'm not sure if we're still rolling, but I'm going to keep on talking. Welcome, and how's everyone doing? I like to say you've got your emperor back. I didn't leave you guys. You thought I left you because you had heard I was on another radio show, but you know I never would leave something that I've created. Even if I have to spread myself very thin, I am going to be committed to working with the fact that we should be educating our listening audience on various topics. And we've gotten caught on this topic of relationships. We just can't shake it. And because it's needed, it's very needed. Now, we're going to also get into some parenting techniques, co-parenting. How do you parent when you're parenting by yourself and away from your significant other? How do you continue to work with parenting skills outside of your home with children of mixed age groups? We're going to cover all of that, the parenting requirement for the courts. There are women that need to know that once they get a divorce and if they have children, you're going to have to go back and retrain how to govern your child without your significant other. It's not the same, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care if you've had parenting 101. You are now going to have to take co-parenting, and that class is required in about 44 states, I was told, that once you get a divorce, in order to set up your visitation rights, the parent must go through a co-parenting training. Now, I am saying that to let you know that it's very vital that you should understand this thing called parenting. Just because you have gone through having the child does not mean that you have a right to parent. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you might see me moving around here doing a lot of things. I am testing some things out. So we are testing this site. If it does not turn out all right, we are still testing. I'm testing with various different speakers to see which one will work the best. We are having a terrible time with our speakers. It's almost as if my voice card has been damaged. And if it has been damaged, we'll know tonight. But thank you so much for going along with me and being a part of the first edition of us doing our audio. Now, we tried one, I think, on New Year's Eve, and it was kind of shabby, but we tried it anyway. I like to say we are going to talk a little bit about relationships right now. And right about now, we're going to talk about relationships in leisure time. How do you take advantage of your leisure time to make sure that when you're dating, you are sporting a woman and you're taking her someplace and you're not just sitting in the house all the time? It's very vital that you understand that sabbatical and leisure is very important in a relationship. A relationship can become very boring and very monotonous when you are not setting arrangements to travel, to go places, to see things, to be together, to interact. When lovers are in love, they need to interact and they need to also experience things together. So you grow together and grow in grace so you're not unequally yoked. And you get a chance to find out what your significant other loves or dislikes. So you get a chance to be with them and in romantic settings, in settings that are fun, silly, fickle. In all aspects, you get to see your lover. And you get to see a well-rounded person so you can see the areas that you might need to beef up your game. You get to see the areas that he might be weak in, that you have to work on strengthening yourself. You work together as a team to build one unit, one aim, two people with one aim. Isn't that difficult? You're trying to develop something so that you and your significant other can work together with one aim to come up with something where you both are pleased with it. When we both have different tastes and we both sometimes are critical of our own selections and thoughts, but we have to learn that a full-blown, I guess you would say mature adult can learn to be patient. We still have a lot of childish ways. And most of us are spiritually not developed. We are not spiritually developed. We are spiritually challenged and mature. We are not mature to the spiritual age that we should be. So that's why it's very vital that your significant other and you have a prayer life together, a prayer life where you're reading scriptures or saying prayers together, because a lot of sincerity will come out of that situation. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if any of you are, let's see here. I don't know if any of you are spending time in prayer. But if you are not spending time in prayer, I implore you to do so. These are perilous times, and relationships are being shaken up. And if your relationship can be taken, and if your relationship can be shaken, everything that can be shaken will be shaken, ladies and gentlemen. And it's vital that you should know this. This is working. It's vital that you should know this, ladies and gentlemen. It really is. It's vital. And I want to say for the record that most of us have not been able to develop a process of praying together. We've got everything else down pat, the traveling, the extracurricular activity we've got down, the children, but we have not gotten our spiritual thing developed with our significant other. And when you build a sound relationship, it's very vital to include your significant other in a corporate prayer life where you pray together and you get to read scriptures together and you sit up under the tutelage of your husband, and you allow your husband to voice his opinion, to impart knowledge in you women. And women, remember I said, let us make men in our image. We're teaching the man the sensitive side of God, and we're allowing the man to become romantically in love with God, and we both get into intimacy with our practice of prayer. And that's where the intimacy is developed from the foundation in your effort to bring about prayer. That's an intimate relationship with God that you and him are fostering. And take that to the bedroom, because it's certainly necessary, and it should pour over into your intimacy in the bedroom in the act of sex. Most young people don't know that your spiritual life isn't indicative to what your sexual life is in intimacy with God. But most people say, how is that, Omi? How is it that you can have an intimacy with God, and how is it that your life could pour over into a sexual life with God? Well, I'll tell you how. Because you are developing a relationship with God that will allow you to show your love for God and the desire to serve and be pleasing to God. So you have that opportunity to talk to God, and you have the opportunity to make requests, and you can have your significant other practice right alongside of you, and he will help strengthen you, and you can help strengthen him. It's very vital that your spiritual life be built together. That's why it's important to write a spiritual decree. Talk about the areas that you're not strong in spirituality with the Creator, and then talk about how you can strengthen those areas and build together so you become equally yoked, and one does not grow more rapidly than the other, and you will teach one another what you know. And that's how you maintain friendship, because you are students together, learning and growing together. So as he learns, he teaches you, and vice versa. So once you both get this thing down pat, you're echoing what each other would say. You are a posse. You are a team, and you're a force to be reckoned with. Build your spiritual counterpart with God. It will make you strong, so when the storms come up against your door, you are not fearful. You're able to withstand the storm. You're able to come out of the storm. Now, when a marriage has gone through so many rapid storms, sometimes those doors are not built sturdy enough, and it can take a marriage down. And that's what happens to marriages that eventually dissolve. But when you start the process early on in life, and when you talk about how you're going to build your spiritual relationship, it is very vital. I want you to know that, ladies and gentlemen. It is very vital that you should have a spiritual walk and a relationship with your significant other that you are planning on marrying, your spouse or either your fiancé. It is vital. And I talk to my fiancé all the time about, let's pray together. Because we know that a family that prays together will stay together. And a family that touches and agree on anything, asking it of God, it shall be done of them. A prayer life is a humble life. It causes you to bend down and bow down to something greater than yourself. And when someone becomes pompous and proud in a relationship, you know, pride goes before fall. If you cannot bring them to their senses, you can always bring them back to reproving when you bring them to their knees to bow and prostrate themselves before God. And that's where the humbleness comes, women. You are sharpening your tools so that you are helping to make men. And when you come out of these churches, don't learn all these things just for yourself. Go back and strengthen your husband, your brother. Your husband is your father. Go back and strengthen him so that you're not growing with all this super knowledge and consciousness, and he's dying. He's perishing. Take him into your closet prayer room and pray with him and show him how to go through groanings and moanings and show him how to birth something right alongside of you. You're birthing something when you go through the spiritual process. You're creating a spiritual child together because you are going through intimacy with God, and you're pregnant with destiny. You're pregnant with creativity. You're pregnant with a philosophy. You're pregnant with a plan. Now, when you birth that plan, it belongs to you and him both. It's both of yours. It's you and his decision to create together and procreate together. So why are we producing children, but we're not producing birthing of ideas and concepts? This is where it all comes from. This is what makes you one. This is what binds you together. So when you are bound like that, let no man tear it apart, because what God has put together, no man can take it apart. Now, I've given you those tidbits. I want you to learn to pray in this manner. Stand before God with your hands faced up and say to him, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, thy strength and thy redeemer. On thee do we wait, and on thee do we beseech for help. Guide us on the path, not on the path that has gone astray, but guide us on a straight path. And keep us, Lord, forever bind us to you. Forever keep us humble if we come before you and dobale and prostrate ourselves before you, lest we should fall. Help us to have one mind, one vision, and one love for you. One love. Help us to be able to guide our children and direct them in the path that you would have them to go. Help this unity of this relationship to stay strong together. I pray for the relationships out there together who might be falling apart, who might not be strong. I pray for my relationship that it is strengthened and that the man that I love continues to love me greater than I love him. And we love each other with the love of the Lord, and not only the love of the Lord, but an agape love. I pray for those units out there who are contemplating a divorce, that you strengthen their marriages, Lord, and give them a second time around and give them encouragement to stay with it. I pray for those women who are wayward and have no man in their life and who are looking at a 7-to-1 situation. I pray for them that they will have a covering for their heads. And I pray for those men in prison that God will give them a mindset to go and find them a wife. It says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Now let these prisoners who come out of prison find that good thing that God has preserved for them. I pray for the marriages today all over the land that they will be strengthened. And those relationships of those fiancés, I pray that they get to their destination, not only of being a fiancé, but being a marriage and developing a family relationship. I pray for all of the relationships today that they may be strengthened. And I pray that this show would be able to pour over into someone's life and bless their union. And forevermore, they will be pleased with what we're offering. I pray that this show will touch families. It will touch those families that are on the verge of divorce to stay together. It will touch those united couples who are just engaged to go and further their relationship. I pray for those relationships today. And I say to God, be the glory. Thank you, Lord, and we magnify you, and we give you all the honor and the praise. Ladies and gentlemen, in like manners, you are to pray in that manner. And some people think that I'm preaching a gospel of Sherelle, and I will say that I am unity. I believe in a universal law that crosses all nationality, all races. I believe that you should have a concept of being a part of the universe where you are entangled with the universe. I don't know where the universe ends and where you begin. I am the coyote. I am the owl. I am the fox. I am the river. I am the stream. I am the universe. I am the stars. I am the water. I am the ocean. We are all connected as one. And we are unified as a people. I'm a human being, and I'm connected to all human beings. And we are human beings having a spiritual experience. We are just passing by. This is a temporal place that we're going through. This is not our home. This is not our destination. We are just passing through. And as we pass through, let us leave our marks everywhere. Let those who come behind us be able to walk in our footsteps and may we leave footprints that are worth walking through and carrying out. We pray that this universe will be a better place to live now that we brought into the Earth's atmosphere, we brought in the spirit of Aquarius. We call forth Aquarius to take hold and to minister to all those lives who would have dead spirits and necro spirits. We pray that you lift the energy and the frequency levels will rise all over this place, and you will begin to see a frequency of every couple that is vibrating in love again, demonstrating that love in public and in season and out of season. We pray for those relationships today that they may have a better stronghold on the spiritual things of God. We pray that they will come into consciousness and that they will learn who their mother spirit is and their father spirit, and that they will do ritual. We pour libation today. We pour libations to the east and we say Ashe. We pour libations to the west and we say Ashe. We pour libations to the north, and we say Ashe.